Hold on. There's another birthday surprise for Alex.
We always get to pick the music we talk over on the show. And I really wanted this Coldplay song. I said, for my birthday, can you please put this in as a music bed? Thank you.
One, two, three, four. All right, a little off. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, that sounds really good. I picked a good song, didn't I?
Yeah, this is good. Alex also sent in another one. She's like, what if we use this bed right here?
That was a long time ago. I said that first thing when I got hired.
Okay, well, this is something you can actually check out right now on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, if you want to see photos of it. But last night, we got to watch our little Alex graduate.
Oh, so sweet.
He was so young. Okay, why don't you tell everybody what happened last night? You've been doing some stuff, and now you're official, it sounds like.
I have been in training to become a child advocate, which you can be a child advocate for like any county, I think, in America almost. Pretty much every county has one. And so locally, I started training with ours. And a child advocate is somebody that is the voice of local abused and neglected children that have gone through the foster care system. And basically, they need someone to be their voice in court and kind of advocate for them and say, you know, I'm not on DCS's side. I'm not on Department of Child Services side. I'm not on the parent side necessarily. I'm just for the child. That's our priority. And so I get to talk, get to know them, build rapport with them, interview every person in their family and in the case, and get to know all of them so that I can say, you know, what I have observed, what I've really thought about the kid's situation and living situation as I've gotten to know them, and what the kid would like the judge to know as they're deciding where this kid should end up living permanently. And so it was really sweet. I have been through something kind of like this, not like this, but something where you graduate from. Like last year, I did Citizens Police Academy locally, where I learned all about my local police department. Your local police department probably does that as well, which is something very interesting to do. And they had a little graduation, and everyone brought a significant other except me. I was single at the time, and I just didn't want to bother any friends going, so I was the only one there without anyone for me. So then last night, I told Liv and Joe, I was like, will you guys please come for me so I have somebody to be there, because all my friends are working. Obviously, I just ended a relationship, so I wanted, you know, to have someone there. So they come, and then no one else had their significant others come. I'm like, of course. But it meant so much to me to have you guys there, even though it was probably a little awkward. But I thought maybe, if anything, you guys would find it interesting.
Holy crap. I think it's so awesome. And one of the people came up to me, like, you and Liv, when are you guys going to be an advocate? I'm like, after hearing all this, I don't think I can, because you have to have like patience, because they just were giving hypothetical scenarios about like what's best for the child. For example, if there was a divorce, and maybe in this like hypothetical thing, the mom, after she had custody of the kids after the divorce, but she dated like a guy, then another guy in a row that just were dirt bags and like beat her in front of the kids. That's not good for the kids to see. And this is actually a real scenario that happens in life. And it's like, well, obviously the dad, right? Well,
like the biological dad, the like biological, who should get father. Custody?
But what if the biological mom gets into a program, gets help, and they give her kind of a thing to like make her aware of domestic violence and how bad that is for a kid to see that growing up, and they try to help her? It's like the state, they were talking about like, well, this is the actual law, or what the goal is to actually reunite with the parent that had the kid,
yeah,
which would technically be the mom. But it's, yep, like, well, what about the dad? He didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
What the heck?
It's very hard.
And I was like sitting on the sidelines. I was like, excuse me. Because they were like doing a discussion. Like, well, what do you think? Everybody else is raising their hands. And,
Joe wanted to chime in.
Liv's like, you can't answer. I'm like, oh, but I want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought it was really cool.
It's going to be interesting for sure. I'm very excited to do this.
Now, do you have a case already?
I don't have a case already. I just got assigned a guardian ad litem, which is basically, they're like, as far as what I can tell, the paid version of what I'm going to be doing. I am a volunteer. I am not paid. I'm just giving my own time to do this and advocate for this child. But there is somebody above me that is paid, and they get to go more in depth on the case. And that person, I was assigned last night, but they have to reach out to me, I guess, and then tell me what the case is that I'm going to be working on. And then I kind of partner with them on it. So in a couple days, they said I should get my first case. Unfortunately, I can't talk about the details of the cases I get on the air.
Of course, yeah.
But I mean, I can talk about just like, you know, a little bit about what I'm doing, like maybe, but not that.
Yeah, I mean, anything you can share, like I'm just telling you right now, like I want to know, but I totally understand if you can or cannot do it. So that totally makes sense. I also talked to the judge afterwards, after they swore you in and did everything, got the photo, and she said, you are not allowed to carry around a gavel in the studio. Like she
darn
said,
it.
She said when they sign you in, that doesn't mean you get one.
Oh.
I knew you'd be like, well, guys, you know, I'm certified in this.
Yeah, they had a magistrate come in and talk to us just about, like, you know, from her side, what she expects of us in the courtroom, do's and don'ts, and just what she wishes for us as we continue this journey as a child advocate. And so I got a picture with her that we put up on Instagram at Joan Alex Show, and then Joan and Liv got to meet her as well.
Yeah, so
she
was
very
really
cool.
Well, we honestly are. We're so proud of you, and I didn't even realize that, but it's kind of interesting, Alex. You and I are so different, but how we're kind of drawn to, like, really helping out kids, and I'm hoping that people listening to the show see, not that it's easy, but it's like, man, you can do something to make a difference, maybe not necessarily in a kid's life, but volunteer somehow. Like, I'm really proud of you doing that.
Thank you.
And what we got going on here is a show that I hope our Joan Alex Show, like, family, people that listen to the show, you're part of our family.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that you get involved and do something.
Yeah, Joe's a big brother with Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is awesome, and he's been doing that. Has it been 2 years yet?
2 years.
Yeah, he's had his little brother for 2 years.
Hold on. What are you doing over there? Whoa! Wait, did you just pop champagne?
Yes, I did.
Oh, we're
going
to celebrate.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, celebrate.
I don't think we've ever done this on the show. There's a lot of drinking going on today between my birthday eve, graduating from Child Advocates. Is it National Margarita Day?
It is National Margarita Day.
Does Liv even know how to make a mimosa?
Yeah, I put the champagne in first because that's the most important part. And then you just put a splash of orange juice.
That's what
Alex,
I do.
Do you want a splash of orange juice or a lot of orange juice?
Not a lot, but a little more than a splash.
I got you no pulp.
Thank you.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Well, hey, there we go. Check out the photo right now where Alex is sober on our Instagram.
Yes. And if you want to be a child advocate, just Google your county and child advocates.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also volunteer to do it if you have a heart for abused and neglected children in your community.